Time is sponsored by Hillsborough Equipment, locally owned and operated with products to make your outdoor living easier and more enjoyable. And Robin's Desk Country Gifts and Flowers, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories. A recap of state basketball last night, also a win for the Badgers, Marquette, and the Bucks. And also Mike Clemens will check in with some Wisconsin headlines for us coming up during today's report.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. Quite a semifinal in WIA Division 4 boys basketball last night at the Kohl Center. The Mineral Point Pointers came from behind. In fact, went on an 8-0 spurt in 69 seconds of play to win the game. Landon Thousand's three-pointer with 6 seconds left lifted Mineral Point to the lead, and they held on for the victory. The Pointers gave their fans some hope on sophomore Drew Ashelman's three-pointer to make it 61-57 with 22 seconds left, followed by a Blue Gold's turnover that led to an Alex Ross layup with 15 seconds remaining. Mineral Point then got the ball again on a 5-second inbound violation, but was tied up by Aquinas under the hoop. However, the Pointers kept possession, which led to the final heroics by Thousand. We've had some comebacks and been on the other end of some of those as well, but in the compressed amount of time, I've never seen anything like it, according to Mineral Point coach Dan Burrison, who's been at the helm for 29 years leading the Pointers. I thought our guys just stayed within themselves and did not panic. Mineral Point was up 28-23 at halftime. Thousand led the Pointers with 27 points, while Ashelman added 17, including 5 of 5 on three-pointers. Eli Lindsay, whose brother Isaac plays for Wisconsin, added 14 and a team-high 8 rebounds. Mineral Point advances in the tournament to play Kenosha St. Joseph, which defeated Marathon 46-37 last night. That game will be played early afternoon Saturday in Madison. Earlier in the day yesterday in Division 3, St. Thomas More was a 68-45 victor against Prescott, and Lakeside Lutheran was a 57-55 winner, edging Keel. Going on today at the WIAA State Boys Tournament, in Division 5 at 5 minutes after 9, Columbus Catholic plays Solon Springs, and Almond Bancroft will tangle with Abundant Life Christian. In division action going on today in Division 2, 135 for the set, it will be Wisconsin Lutheran, undefeated at 28-0, playing 24-4 Nicolet, and Pewaukee at 24-4, takes on 25-3 West Salem. And the Division 1 games tonight, Arrowhead plays Nina at 6:35. Kettle Moraine will take on Marquette in the second game, which will be at around 8 o'clock this evening. Tomorrow at the state tournament, the three-point challenge at the Kohl Center. A ticket for the Divisions 3, 4, and 5 championship games can get you in to see those players. The top two players per division were selected for the contest based on the best three-point field goal percentage with a minimum of 75 attempts during the regular season. The contestants representing Division 1 include Tyler Barrows of Eau Claire North and Eddie Bolshin of Manitowoc Lutheran. Representing Division 2 are Adam Guyette of Notre Dame and Drew Tomaszek of Ashwaubenon. The Division 3 participants are Braden Drinkwine of Mayville and Theo Trader of Lodi. Division 4 will be represented by Logan Barr of Luther and Javon Johnson of Milwaukee Juno. And the Division 5 contestants are Aiden Fronte of Gillette and Heath Poppy from Schulzberg. You can visit the information on the WIA website for more details on the three-point challenge. Locally, bowling scores from yesterday in the Coffee Clutch League. The Three Aces had a 1751, the Girlfriends a 1704, and the Spare Parts a 1694. Three Aces had a 629 and a 606 game. The Class A team had a 602. Top series, Marsha Mahatka with a 495, Ann Makovic a 487, Pat Adams a 469. Top game, Marsha Mahatka a 187 and a 173. Pat Adams had a 170. Marsha Mahatka with a 4-6 split pickup and Ann Makovic with a 2-7-8 in the Coffee Clutch League. From All-Star Bowling last night, Morris Heating and Cooling with a 29-28 series, Cardinal Glass 28-63, Alana Springs Campground a 27-88. Cardinal Glass with a 10-53 high game, Morris Heating and Cooling with a 10-10, Maple Valley Co-op a 10-06. Chase Keller had the top series, 7-11, 123 over average. Marty Johnson, with a 6-79, had the second best series. He was 109 over average. And Jake Morris, a 6-62, 110 over average. Chase Keller had the top game, a 275. Jake Morris, a 259. And the third best game, Marty Johnson, with a 247. Additional highlights, Mel Cook bowled a 614, 116 over average. Brandon Adams bowled a 525, 108 over average. Scott Dilley with a 506 series, 101 over average. And Tom McCarthy with a 548, that was 92 over average. Freshman John Blackwell poured in 18 points. Stephen Krall added 17 and A.J. Storr 16 as Wisconsin cruised to an 87-56 win over Maryland in the second round of the Big Ten tournament. The Badgers shot 51.7% from the field for the game and hit 16 of 25 from three-point range to win. Here is Coach Greg Gard.
The key is if you hit a little dip, just keep working your way out of it, because I kept telling them all the time when we were going through this, we're a really good team. We're a really good team, and we'll fight our way out of it. And I'm glad to see that they're getting rewarded for their perseverance and their persistence.
The 20th win of the season for the Badgers, who face Northwestern in the Big Ten quarterfinals at 1:30 this afternoon. Also, Marquette was a winner. Cam Jones scored 18 as Marquette got by their opponent in overtime with a 71-65 victory against Villanova. That advances the team to face 7th-seeded Providence in the nightcap of Friday night semifinal doubleheader at Madison Square Garden. And the Milwaukee Bucks picked up a win last night. Another day, another double-double for Giannis Antetokounmpo, who led the Bucks to a 114-105 victory at home over the 76ers.
Hauling, fencing, hunting, as sure as real work requires breaking a sweat, John Deere Gator utility vehicles work as tough and play as hard as you do. Find your Gator at Hillsboro Equipment, because you don't need just any side-by-side, you need a cargo box that performs under stress and extreme conditions, and an engine that hustles with or without a full load in the back. Run with us on a Gator UTV from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport.
Our sports continues here. Mike Clemens is on the line to talk all of the great things going on in Wisconsin sports. Mike, the top story this week, Aaron Jones. We love him, but it evidently was a business decision for the Packers to let him go, right?
Yeah, it kind of hurt. And here's what happened. People thought that they just kind of dumped him and moved on. Not true at all. Actually, last week, the Packers, Russ Ball, talked to his agent, Drew Rosenhaus, the famous Drew Rosenhaus agent, and said, okay, look, we know that he took a pay cut last year down to 11, but let's face it, you know, he had the hamstring at the end of the game one, week one against the Bears, and then later a knee injury where they carted him off in tears. He thought maybe his season was over. Turned out it was like an MCL. But, you know, he missed 6 or 7 games. He's 50% in some of them, but he was the reason, though, they got to the playoffs. When he came back, he looked great. He had a great burst. And he helped get them, let that offense be well-rounded and score and get into the playoffs. Well, they said, how about $6 million? Like, what is it? He was $11 million last year, you know, and that was with a pay cut. And they said, you know, $6 million. We don't think he's going to be in that many games this year. And Drew Rosenhaus said, no, that's not acceptable. And so by the end of the week, the Packers said, okay, well, that's that's it. We're going to move on. We just want to let you guys know so you can start looking, but we're going to move on. And then when they were able to get Josh Jacobs going, who's a 3-year younger version, 26. Aaron Jones is 29. Showed a lot of burst. They played against him when they got beat by the Raiders in Vegas. They signed him to a big deal, 4 years, $48 million. And they got a younger version, stronger, hard-running, quick, got a burst. And people were kind of surprised he got out of the Raiders. But, of course, the Raiders are in transition as always, and he wants to come to a winning team. And as a matter of fact, he's in Green Bay today to sign his contract. Now, did the Packers do Aaron Jones dirty? Because for like 15 minutes on Monday afternoon, Phil, people thought, oh, wow, we got Aaron Jones and Josh Jacobs. No, it's how much money Russ Ball, the finance guy for the Packers, is going to donate to the running back position. And the running back position is a guy that's, you know, 4 years. And if you get a second contract, you're lucky in Green Bay. So Jones ends up signing the next day with the Minnesota Vikings. And everybody's like, well, this is for spite. Well, you know, Aaron Jones is probably disappointed, to be sure, but it is the business, and he got $1 million more from the Vikings, and it wasn't like there was a whole lot of other phone calls for him, and the Vikings do this all the time. As a matter of fact, as soon as they sign Aaron Jones, they let go defensive lineman Dean Lowry, a guy they picked up for the Packers last year. They signed him to like a 2-year deal worth $8.5 million, and they made it a 1-year deal to make room for Aaron Jones.
Have you heard any more about the rumor about Micah Hyde and the Packers reuniting?
Yeah, and it's really just a rumor. They just spent a 4-year, $68 million year deal to bring in Xavier McKinney. He's just 24 years old, but they really liked him. Another player that they played against last season as well. You know, and Micah, that was one of Ted Thompson's few mistakes. He let him go too early, thought he was maybe a little too slow. Well, he did great for the next 5 years or so for the Buffalo Bills. But now, you know, now would not be the time to bring back Micah Hyde with what the Packers are doing right now. So this Xavier McKinney, they put big money into him. You know, people were asking me, you think that Gutekunst is going to do much in free agency? I said, no, my sense after talking to him in Indianapolis, he's going to go back to the ways where they say, all right, we're going to wait for the first 2 weeks of free agency where the stupid money, as they call it, is just people paying outrageous sums for players. When that dies down, then we'll start picking up a few free agents here and there, and then we're going to stick to the draft. Well, he proved me wrong. He went out and spent over $100 million the first day on two players.
That's so unpacker-like, that's for sure. Hey, how about the Badgers yesterday? They couldn't miss, and I guess for us to think that it's going to happen again today, that kind of shooting, that's probably a pipe dream, but that was a good one yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah, they beat Maryland by, what was it, 31-87-56. Yeah, they had 16 three-point shots, which was a season high. You know, I watched it on the broadcast. The games were up in Minneapolis at the Target Center for the Big Ten tournament. And one of the things I thought, well, they're not really talking about this enough, is Maryland had just played the night before, man. They played Rutgers, and less than 24 hours later, they're out there, you know, against the Badgers, who were well-rested and looked good, though. The Badgers did not look that good in 6 weeks. They had a real slump there. And so maybe they're on track now. Maybe they're going to do better. They're going to play again this afternoon after the first game. They're going to take on, let's see, who is it? They go Northwestern. Northwestern is actually the number 4 seed in this Big Ten tournament. So, you know, good matchup. We'll see if the Badgers can respond.
The Bucks with the win last night. Giannis led the way. At least he's been playing well lately.
Yeah, I thought it was an interesting comment. Bucks beating the 76ers. Doc Rivers' old team was a 114-104. And after the game, Doc Rivers said, you know, I was kind of afraid going into this, it was going to be a trap game where, you know, we're home, we're confident, and we're not paying attention. Well, actually, he said, I also thought that the 76ers, who've been on the road, that's one of those games where, like, we just want to get home. And he said, but they gave him a pretty good fight. But, you know, the Bucks were able to play through and get the win over Philly. And it was good, too, because they went 1-3 over the weekend. They've got their next game is Sunday at noon against the Suns. But I thought it was a funny comment for Brook Lopez. He said, you know, we've got that pick-and-roll thing going now between Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard. And when we get those two going in the paint there for a score, he said it's like a black hole for defenses. They just get sucked in to the vortex because how tough those guys are to defend close to the rim like that.
Mike's on his way to the Badger Pro Day, Badger football. So Raylan Allen, Tanner Mordecai, right? In that particular...
The quarterback is going to be there, yeah.
Yeah, they'll be there as well.
Yeah, about eight players or so. And the Pro Day is much like what you see at the Combine. Most of these other players were not invited to the Combine, but you see them run the 40, maybe lift some weights, they run some shuttles. And it's also a place where the scouts from the NFL come in. Sometimes it's even general managers, and if they've got a need, they'll take a look at these kids. Up close and watch them work out and get to interview them a second time if they didn't already down at the Combine. Braylon Allen, I was at the Combine. Now, he chose not to run his 40 in Indianapolis. He's going to run it today on his home turf there in Madison. And that's fine. That happens quite a bit. But I tell you, I watched him run all the other drills, and I was really, really impressed. And also interviewed him, too, talking to him. He's bigger than I thought, tall kid, and he's so smart too. He's really football savvy and still young as well. And I don't know what the mock drafts are where they've got him right now, third, fourth round or something like that. But I'm keeping an eye on him. He could be yet another great running back coming out of Wisconsin that can do well in the NFL.
So the pro day today. So do they do anything with the media guys to see if you can how fast you can talk or anything like that?
No, we don't do that. Yeah, okay. We don't do that Rich Eisen thing where we have to run the 40 ourselves. So at least I don't think so. Maybe they changed things since I've been. Maybe Fickle's going to make us do some laps or something like that. But anyway, it's also frankly it's a great way to just kind of hang out and see some of the guys from around the state and talk to, you know, the Badgers personnel about what they've got coming up this summer as well.
Sounds good, Mike. Thank you. Safe travels. Appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you, Phil. Have a good weekend.
Mike Clemens joining us for WRCO Sports as we talk Wisconsin headlines today.
Heartland Christmas Trees thanks you for your continued support. Look for their holiday season retail outlets throughout the area. Heenick Printing offers high-speed digital color copies at the most competitive price and high-quality commercial printing and design. Inspired Innovations, love your look with a manicure and pedicure, and the latest in hair services, or relax and rejuvenate with a massage.